Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you for hanging around with me if you've been doing that very much. Sebastian Ruffley is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's our new friend, senior editor of PC Magazine. He's here to talk to us about an award that his magazine is giving out. Sebastian, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And tell us a little bit about this award. Now, one of the things that I have been encouraging my audience to do for a long time, years in fact, is to use technology to leverage technology to grow their businesses. And of course, that's what this award is about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. What we're doing is we're sifting for the top 25 small businesses in America, and we're going through several rounds of testing them and interviewing them in order to see which ones qualify. And really, the key gating criteria is they must be using computers and digital cameras and other kinds of technology to really to leverage their businesses and get ahead.
So, so you actually are going to stipulate what levels of technology use there that they're in order to qualify.
That's right. What we're really looking for is not just businesses that are making a lot of money or achieving other metrics of business success, but they must be using technology good so that we can call out to readers how they might themselves be able to create their own small businesses using computers and other kinds of technology.
Are you going to be prejudice toward people who are mostly online, or could it be just manufacturers? Any particular thing that you might be looking for?
Well, what we're noticing actually at this point in the process is a lot of these technology businesses are looking at other providers of technology, and they're kind of piggybacking what has been successful in the past. So, mm-hmm. For example, numerous businesses have looked at eBay's model, which is the auction model,
right.
and they are taking that and kind of doing variations on what eBay does. So an example of a business that we have is foundvalue.com, and they are in the running for one of these top 25 awards, although we haven't given out the names of the 25 winners yet, so we don't know.
Is it too late to be nominated for this year?
No, it's not too late, actually. You can contact me actually, at Sebastian_Ruppley@ziffdavis.com, ZIFFDAVIS.com, if you
All
want
right.
to be in the running.
All
anyway,
right.
What Found Value does is they are sellers for eBay. So if you have, say, a Fender Stratocaster in your garage from when you wanted to be a rock star and you were 16 years old, and you don't want to go out on eBay and sell it, they'll sell it for you. And they have networks of sellers all around the country who do this. And they're good at it, and they take good pictures of your stuff, and they come and get your stuff, and you don't have to do any work. They'll sell it for you.
Oh, so you're saying
so
they basically...
That's an example of how someone says, eBay is successful at auctioning. I can kind of piggyback and leverage what they do with my own computer, and I don't have to have many startup costs or anything else in order to do that.
So basically, they found a niche.
Yeah.
eBay created the marketplace, and they found a niche in that marketplace.
Exactly. It's kind of like a variation on the theme of imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Right, right.
That's what they do.
So these people would actually come to your home for your office or whatever and set you up and take care of all that for you?
They can do that. They have networks of sellers all around the country, so they can
right.
come to your home and do that. But they don't always do that. So in some cases, they will accept photographs and things like that as evidence
right.
that you have this or that item, and they will go out and sell for you.
Is this the first year that this has been done?
It is the first
the
year,
awards?
Yeah. But I just think that's a great example of how pretty much anybody could create a small business with just a computer and not very much more. They're good at photographing the items that you have. They use digital cameras, you know, top-notch digital cameras in order to do that.
Right.
And they're good at the mechanics of selling on eBay so that you don't have to be good at that. And they don't take too much of a commission.
What other types of companies are you think you're going to find or have you found?
There are some surprises in here. We have We have quite a few that are inventive. One of them is Yo-Yo Nation. And if you think Yo-Yo in there refers to Yo-Yo Ma or anybody else, it does not refer to that. It actually refers to what it says, Yo-Yos.
I know some companies that should be called Yo-Yo Nation.
Yeah. Well, these folks are basically, they're interested in everybody in America who likes yo-yos and who practices on yo-yos and who just worships the yo-yo. So you can buy devices that you can use along with yo-yos there. You can learn tricks on their
site. How are they using technology to grow that business?
They have a message forum on their site, and they have created a community that is very much like some of the other communities on the web, like MySpace.
A bunch of yo-yos talking about yo-yos.
It's all about yo-yos. How to do this trick, how to do that trick, how to buy this device for a yo-yo, how to buy that device for a yo-yo.
Only in America.
Yeah. But they make millions of dollars a year, and they have, I think, only two or three employees actually work there.
Now, see, that's the thing that's so interesting about technology, Sebastian, is that, you know, the stereotypical idea that you know, if you grow in volume in sales volume, you've got to grow, you know, incrementally in employee volume, in employee numbers, and that's the beauty of technology is it's not necessarily so. I read an article recently about Craigslist,
yeah,
which you're probably familiar with.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's huge. You know how many employees Craigslist has?
How many?
25.
Wow.
Think about that.
I did not know that, but I know where you're headed with Craigslist. They have basically undercut the classified advertising businesses of every newspaper in America and beyond that, too.
They've struck terror in the hearts of newspaper publishers, and they've got 25 all over the country, and they've got employees, 25 employees.
Yeah, they absolutely have done that. It's very true that if you have a computer and you think about the broadcasting and publishing aspects of what your computer can do with the internet on the other end of it, you really can reach a lot of people, and you can change the way business is done in certain categories like classified advertising.
But you got to have a good idea. You got to be smart about it. You got to find your niche. A lot of people, unfortunately, Sebastian, and we can talk about this when we come back after the break. Unfortunately, a lot of people think they take what you said just now literally. I buy a computer, I hook up to the internet, and then I watch my bank account increase. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
that way.
It's not that easy.
It's a lot more to it than that. And we're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Sebastian Rupley is our guest. He's senior editor with PC Magazine, and they're giving away some stuff. And we're going to talk about what they're going to be giving away right after these messages, and also who they're going to give it away to, and it might be you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Mr. Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen, with the great band Fleetwood Mac. One man, one voice. Five fingers, actually 10 fingers on a guitar. Pretty good guitar player. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I encourage you to check it out and use it to your advantage. Use it to your little heart's content. There's some things there that you won't find anywhere else on the planet, including my blog, which is not like anybody else's blog, but also my newsletter. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead, and don't forget all the ways you can time shift with the stuff that we produce. Our show is, in addition to being broadcast over the radio over North America, it's worldwide on the internet. We got lots of time shifting options there that you can find on our website, and I hope you'll take advantage of those. Sebastian Rupley is our guest, and he's with PC Magazine, senior editor there, and they're giving away some stuff. Sebastian, tell us what you're going to be giving away.
Okay, sure. First of all, I think what really matters to a lot of these businesses that we're evaluating is just exposure. They are small businesses. In some cases, they only have two or three employees, so you know they're going to get ink in a magazine that goes out after pass-through of the magazine to 3 or 4 million readers.
Right.
And we are also giving them physical trophies and things like that. The top winners are going to get visits from the editor-in-chief, who will go and kind of get to know these businesses, and we hope to have, build relationships with them too, so that
right.
we cover them over time.
How about money? Am I going to get any money? We're going to get any money out of this?
It's not a money-based thing.
Oh,
but,
man,
but
we
get they get exposure to 3 or 4 million readers. So
small
that matters
businesses
a lot
need,
to them.
Show me the money, Sebastian.
Show me the money.
Small businesses need money. Forget the trophy. We need the cash.
They do.
Just teasing. That's a great thing that you're doing, and I appreciate that very much. And is there a website where we can go and find out more about this?
Yeah, actually, if you go to pcmag.com, you can still vote for some of the small businesses that you want to nominate. And that's okay. our website. It's one of the most popular websites in the world.
Are the people who have been nominated so far up on that website?
No, they are not. It's not a process we're going to reveal anything about the various.
So people have to just say, they just have to go there and vote on who they would like to have nominated?
Yeah, if you have an interesting story like Yo-Yo Nation that we were talking about or foundvalue.com, just an interesting story where they're really making innovative use of technology, then go there and tell us about it.
All right. And how many awards are you going to give out?
There are going to be 25 top winners. We will mention some of the other players because we're evaluating hundreds of companies, but the winners will be 25.
All right. Sounds good. That's PC Nation. I'm sorry, PCMagazine.com, right?
That's PCMagazine.com or PCMag.com if you don't want to type all the letters.
All right. Sounds good. Back to what we were talking about before the break, Sebastian, about it really disturbs me to see people running ads and doing promotions on, you know, plug up a computer, hook up to the internet, buy my book, and wait on the money to come in. It's just not that easy.
Yeah, it's not that easy. There are a lot of scam artists out there who will play with you like that. But the fact is that there are a lot of people out there who make technology kind of the front runner in what they do, and they do it in smart ways. So if you have a good idea, you still can do it with technology. And often the right model to go for is to look at someone else who's doing something really well with a computer and say, you know, are there any variations on that theme? Can I kind of riff on this idea and do something like it? There are numerous companies who are contenders in our evaluation here, for example, who are using the auction model, which is such a good model for the internet to do things. And they're not always focusing on eBay, they're focusing on other auction sites too, so that they can leverage that model where one man's junk is another man's treasure, you know?
Well,
That's what the auction model is based on.
The other thing is, and by the way, it's amazing what people will buy. That always amazes me. But the other thing is, the classic historical model for business is you buy stuff, and you repurpose it, or you resell it, or whatever you do to it, turn it upside down, paint it green, put it out the door another way, and mark it up, and you sell stuff, there's always stuff involved. And stuff costs money to buy, to store, to deliver, et cetera, to handle. Information, which is what our economy is becoming more of an information economy, information can be replicated in an almost an infinite way. And that's how you got companies that are making lots of money with a handful of employees, because they're finding a niche where people will come and they're putting quality stuff there for people to get. And people are coming back and getting it over and over again, and the technology is allowing them to replicate it without having to buy the inventory over and over again.
Yeah, I very much agree with you. Another example of a theme that several companies we're evaluating have is they're just good at shopping. So rather than selling, like over at foundvalue.com, they do the opposite thing. They are expert shoppers. And what some of these companies do is they use their computers and they use their online knowledge to go out and do things like reduce the costs for hospitals to buy supplies. And they are just expert shoppers. I mean, they know how to go out and get hospital supplies at a rate that the hospital itself is not going to get it at.
Maybe I should get my wife to apply for that job over there, Sebastian. What do you think?
What does she do?
She's a shopper. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Work with me, Sebastian. I'm in big trouble now. Hey, Sebastian, give us your website again, please.
Okay, it's PCMag.com.
PCMag.com, and it's from PC Magazine. SMB 25 awards, top 25 companies in the country are going to get recognized. And give us that. We can go to the website and nominate ourselves, right?
That's right, PCMag.com. You can nominate your small business.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Sebastian, for being here and for giving small business owners this award.
Thank you.
quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.